Blog Talk Radio.
One way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. One way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Praise the mighty God. Praise Yahuwah. Praise Yahweh. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach. We thank and praise God for you again today. Praise God for being blessed. We thank and praise God today because he is able to deliver us today. The mighty Yah. Amen. We see here today that God loves you and care for you. And he is the one that saved you. He said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Friend, if you're looking for somebody to save you, you better trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because God was in him reconciling the world into himself. Hallelujah. We see that today. We thank and praise God. Well, today, friends, it's good to be with you. Amen. Let me know that God cares for you today. All right. Now, man, I'm going to put out for this here. I'm Elder Braxton. Amen. Ernest Braxton, Tampa, from Tampa, Florida. Located with Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way. Amen. Well, the great Adrian Shaw is our pastor. Bishop Adrian Shaw is our pastor. Amen. There, I'm the evangelist. But I'm letting you know today, you could come and visit us anytime you want to, praise God. So we want you to know, come and see us. Oh, we'd be glad to have you. We're on the corner of Osborne and 22nd. Now, address is 4711 North 22nd Street in Tampa, Florida, 33610, praise God. So I'm letting you know that you could come and visit us. Amen. And be with us. We have a great teacher, Bishop Adrian Melinden Shaw. We want you to come out. Amen. We got great brothers. I want to give honor to the leaders of the Churches of God, the Bible Way. Apostle C.A. Coward is our general overseer. Amen. We want to give honor to him. We want to give honor also to our presiding bishop. Amen. Bishop R. J. McLeod. Give honor to my bishop, Adrian Melinda Shaw. Give honor to our North Florida and South Georgia Bishop Jonathan Brickshaw. Amen. Also to Bishop Williams of the North. Amen. The overseer. He's the overseer up there. All right. We thank and praise God for all those brothers and sisters, brothers, all right, and their wives. Amen. We see here today that God loves you, care for you, to see you saved. Praise God. So we here today, amen, we're going to do another interesting thing that our Father put on my mind to talk about and teach. Praise God. So we see here, all right, the scripture says, the scripture talks about the word of God in a way that people don't understand it. Amen. It talks about that. And we see in Hebrews 4, amen, Hebrews 4 and 12, and it says this, for the word of God is quick and powerful. powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even unto the dividing asunder of souls and spirit, and the joints, amen. And that's what it says here. And marrow, the joints and marrow. And he is a discerner of the thought and the thoughts of, and the intent of the heart. Think about that. That is so powerful. How the Word of God works, praise God, and do is separate and divide and put together. See, that's what you need. That's what you need. The Word of God, praise God. That's something. I like what it says here. What it says here, it divides asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So we see here today, praise God, and it's powerful. A two-edged sword, powerful than a two-edged sword. We call it a double-edged sword. But we see here a two-edged sword. What it does, that two-edged sword, praise God, it pierces you. And not only does it pierce you, it cuts back and forth. It cuts front and back. And it is something where that two-edged sword, it can make you cry. Amen. It can make you mad. That two-edged sword can make you feel good and make you feel bad. So we see here today. All right, so we see how that thing works. All right, so I was telling some people, my subtop is cut to be clean. Cut to be clean. Amen. The double-edged sword, what it does for you, praise God. Amen. The Word of God, praise God, what it does. See, a lot of people, they all want to hear the good things, the good, nice little things, you know. They talk about, see, well, preach about love. Preach about love. Amen. They don't want to hear no sermons that are going to really, really clean their souls a lot of the time. All right? Because what happens is that, you know, they don't want to hear that part. They'd rather get away from that part. All right? But that's two-edged sword, preach love. All right? And sometimes it preach hate sometimes. Some people say, oh, don't preach hate, all right? Don't preach hate. It talks about justification and condemnation. That's a double-edged sword, isn't it? So we see here today that you can do that through the Word of God. The Word of God puts it in you. Because I'm telling you, I was telling some people the other day, I say, it's good to have a father in the house. A masculine guy, somebody who could, you know, set boundaries and lines and boundaries where that they don't have, you know, when you got your children, when it comes to your children, amen, if you got children, it's good to have a man, a masculine figure, all right, because that's what happened to our boys today. A lot of times our men run off and leave the woman and got their sons there, their daughters there, and with their mom. A lot of time, and you know, not being around them, and that hurts them in the long run. Look at the condition that we're in right now today. All right, let's get the cutting. Amen. Now, cutting it. Some things you have to be cut for. All right, watch this. Some things you have to be cut for. All right, you have pus under your skin and bubbling up, and it's still feel, but you gotta lance it to cut it, to get it clean. You have to have it lance the cut to get it clean, get it out, get that stuff out you. And then, you know, you have to let it bleed some. And, you know, I see the logic of that, you know. I think about that. I say, man, that's something. All right? See, a lot of times people want to put bandages on cancer. You can't do that. You got to cut it out. You got to come out some kind of way. You can't just let stuff just sit there and fester. All right. So we see here today that you have to have the good with the bad there. All right. So in other words, in order to get clean, hallelujah, in order to get tumors out and stuff like that, you have to be cut. All right. In order to get a wart off your finger, off your hand, you have to be cut to get that wart out for a lot of time. All right, so we see here today, you have to have that. Same in the spiritual world. Look, if you catch a fish, all right, and want to eat that fish, let's say a grouper, let's say a bass, you gotta cut him to clean before you can eat him and fry, before you can fry him and eat him. So you think about that. All right, you know, you got a overgrowth lot, a overgrowth property. It has to be cut to be clean. Think about that. You know, you see these different things that you have to have. So therefore, see, the word of God, he comes in there into you as it comes through the pulpit, off the pulpit, all right, is there to clean you, all right? So, you know, you have to look at it. The preaching is supposed to be to rebuke, proof you, all right? Then later on, love you, all right? Think about it. So we see here today, a lot of people, they don't want that part of it. They don't want that part of it. That preacher talking about me. All right. Okay. All right. Let's get the cutting again. All right. Listen. A lot of people, they want Christ. They want to be saved. They say they're filled with the Holy Ghost. And they say that God speaks to them, but they're still fornicating. You know, I'm just saying that for your correction if you're doing so. All right. If you correct, you know, in other words, what the word of God does is to correct you, all right? And you may not like it, praise God. Could you stand the fires? Could you stand the rain? Could you stand it? All right? Because here, look at it, praise God. When you are doing something wrong against his commandments, all right, against his ways and his statutes and what he got there, all right, you know, when it comes across the pulpit, a lot of times, all right, you get offended because of the fact that you wrapped up in doing the things that is being preached about. Okay, let's see. All right, I was looking at the other day, the street preacher, great street preacher, he was preaching, and this girl comes up there, and she was, she had one child, and she had another child in the arm, and he asked her, see, are you married? And the preacher screamed me like, are you married? He said, how many children you got? She said, four children. He said, you're not married? She said, no, I ain't married. You know, she said she didn't have to be married to have children. But he said, you know what you are? You're a fornicator. I was putting it nice, all right? He said, that's putting it nice. He said, you are a fornicator. That's what you are. And the lady, she took an offense about it. All right? And not looking at it as she's this word where he's talking about, he told her, say, you're a fornicator. That's what you're doing. You're out there fornicating. All right? You know, do you have the same daddy for the children? No, she ain't got the same daddy for the children. He said, what you are, you are a fornicator. And I say this to correct people. You know, he corrected him. And how he was correcting her, but she took it as an offense. So we see, you know, when we wrong, we should welcome the preachers that are bold enough to tell us that we are wrong. Hallelujah. All right? Hallelujah. That's right. We should recognize if we are wrong and totally out of order, we need to know it, know so we get right with God. All right? Think about that. All right, so we see here you have to be corrected. All right, the word of God is for correcting you, reproving you. In other words, if you out there doing wrong things, the preacher shouldn't be talking about, oh, honey, you'll be all right, you'll be okay. Just trust God, and you know, and you'll be all right. You got to get that person out of sin. All right, you got to tell that person, say, you need to repent for the things that you're doing. All right, because that's what happened. A lot of people don't understand. You know, you got to be cut to be clean sometimes. All right, you got to be whooped to be clean sometimes. You ain't that something? No, by the word of God, amen. And you know, now some people say that's hate, abuse, or whatever like that. No, it's a mirror to show you yourself, and that's what it's all about. You go tell them. And then there's a kind of ways that you can tell a person certain things. Now, he could have called a woman a hoe, but guess what he said? He said, you're a fornicator. You're going around fornicating with all these guys having babies, all right? And you're not in love with any of them enough to marry them? They're not in love with you enough to marry you? All right? Come on. It's just using you, all right? That's what he was telling her, all right? So, the same thing with guys. If you call yourself a player, and all that kind of stuff, you're a homemonger. Uh-oh. You're a fornicator also. Praise God. So, you know, let's call it like it is. All right? So we see here today, you need to look at this here. You need to be corrected. All right? And that's what you have to do. All right? So, you know, we had a guy years ago. He was a wine. You know, he they call him a wino. All right, not like he had the wino, but he was a wino. All right, they called him. He's dead now. They called him Cool Breeze. Cool Breeze. But one thing Cool Breeze did like to do is, he liked to come to church. He'd get ready to come to church, but, man, he had to have his drink. And he had to have his whiskey or whatever. All right, but he would come. And the people, but, you know, you could tell him, say, man, you know, you're an alcoholic. He'd probably be all right. He'd say, yeah, I realize that. But if you mess around and call him a wino, you're in trouble. He was... You call him old smelling wine or what like that, boy, you had trouble. You want to fight, all right? You want to get mad, you know. So, but that's why, you know, is that, you know, at least he accepts saying, hey, he's an alcoholic. He had to realize that. You know that, all right? You ain't telling nothing he didn't know, okay? And if you handed him some grape juice and talk about his wine, he probably cut you out. but I'm telling you, he was something else, man. All right, so we see here today that you have to be confronted with some of the things that you do. You got to face up with the things that you do and see if it's of God's way. All right, so we see here, if you're a liar, come on, somebody. All right, you lied, then you're a liar. You are what you are. All right, you are what you do. So we see here today, amen, that's what people need to understand. All right, I love people. I care about people. I care about people's feelings. But then when it comes down for correction, all right, we have to do that as pastors and preachers and as evangelists. We have to do this, praise God. So we see here, you got to do it. So that's that double-edged sword. It's powerful. That will get you in line, praise God. I remember when we was in sports or whatever, sometimes the coach has to correct people. They corrected them. And tell them, say, you know, you can't do this. They make you run a few more miles or whatever. all right, and do so many push-ups and all this kind of stuff. They do that right now in the military. Get down there and do 100 push-ups and so forth. All right, now, as we go on, praise God, on to another section here where it talks about in Timothy. Let's look at some of Timothy. All right, let's look at it. Paul writes to Timothy, and he says something here. Look what it says. All right. He said, know this also, that in the last days, all right, he told me perilous time, amen, shall come. That's what it says on too. Man should be lovers of their own self. You got that going on right now. Right now, okay. Lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, amen, unholy. Amen. Now, it takes correction to do that. It takes correction to get that out of a person. It takes rebuking. It takes reproving. You have to show a person what they're doing, tell them what they're doing, and correct it, praise God. As you see here, all right, without natural affection, think about that. Without natural affection, men don't want women no more. Women don't want men no more. It's horrible. And, all right, think about it. You know, without natural affection, faith breakers, false accusers, meaning liars, they're liars. You have to, if you're a liar, that's what you are. Incontent. All right, flies. Despisers. All right, look what it says. Of those who do good, that's what it is. And I remember one time, a guy said, you never been to jail? I said, no, I ain't never been to jail. He said, man, that's where everybody was been to jail. So I said, well, no, I don't intend to be in jail. I got too much time. I ain't got time for no stuff like that because I like my freedom. I like to do the right things. Okay, but why is this here? Traitors, you know, things like that. All these different things. And even high-minded, a pleasure more than God, more than lovers of God. Amen. So we see here, having the form of godliness and denying the power thereof, from such walk away. Amen. So you got to get away from that, those people. So we see here today that, and you go on, I got some more. All right. Well, let me go on and read some more. Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's what's happening to people right now. Amen. That's what's happening to people right now. So we see here all those things that they're doing, praise God. People are doing these things. Amen. But we need to let people know they got to change their life. They need to repent of their sin. Jesus and John, they came, one of the first things they came saying is repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. My friend, I'm letting you know today, you need to repent of your sins and come to Christ. Amen. True repentance. And go down and water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Also, it tells us, repent and be thou converted. You need to be converted. Ain't no time to be, you know, telling people all nice little things and everything, and their soul is at stake. Their soul, you know, is going to hell. So I'm letting you know. Today, all right, we need as pastors and preachers and evangelists, we need to let people know you know, where they see it, see that. If they're going around there doing all kinds of crazy things, you need to let them know. All right, so we see here. Hallelujah. In the fourth chapter of Timothy, it talks about, look what it says here on the second verse. Preach the word. Be instant in season, amen. Out of season. That's what it says. Preach the word. Instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Look at that. So we see here today, you got to do it. That's what as a pastor and preacher should do. All right? Yeah, we're supposed to love, support love. Our parents we used to get spanking years ago, you know, when I was coming up. Hey, come on. All right? And then they would love us, you know, spank you and love you. All right? And that's what they would do. Praise God. So we see here. Look, we said we got to do that. We got to look at that. All right, now as I go, let's go into this. All right, cutting with a double-edged sword. I'm telling you, amen. Jesus did some cutting. All right, Jesus, when they bought this woman caught in adultery, she was wrong. But one thing they didn't do, they didn't bring the man. Could take two to commit adultery, right? So what happened? They bought the lady, all right, and they told him, say, well, Master, you know, the Mosaic law, you know, the Moses wrote, all right, such a woman should be what? Should be stoned or should be killed, all right? Jesus, he stooped down and kneeled down and began to write into the dirt, you know, to the sand. Now, I don't know what he written down, but it might be some of those names those guys were doing the same thing, what they were doing. All right? He probably say, you fornicators, you adulterers, you liars, you cheaters, you might have written, but we don't know. But whoever they saw him write, and he lifted up himself and say, he without sin, let him be the first to cast the stone, all right? But what happened? That pierced their heart. Praise God. It pierced them, all right? It's a cutting word because they was all guilty of what she was doing. It was all guilty of something that. So we see John the Baptist. Think about it. John the Baptist, all right? When he told her, say, it's not good for you to be sleeping with your brother's wife, all right? Think about it. That cut him. It made them mad. It made her mad and him mad. Because he is marrying his brother's wife or whatever. All right, it cut him, and guess what? It cost John something in his head, but, you know, what we see. But we want to let you know today, friend, that I love people, but, you know, it's my job, it's other preacher's job to reprove people and tell them the truth. Amen. Some of the kings didn't like what the prophet said. David, Nathan, he went there and he cut David, when he told him, said, you the one, king, all right? He said, you the one. And David had to repent. He said, you know, I've sinned against the Lord. Right. And then he wrote the Psalms of prayer, where he said, have mercy upon me according to your loving kindness. Hallelujah. So we see here. We love you. We care about you. And letting you know that God So don't be mad with the preacher when he starts swinging that sword with his mouth. The word of God is only to clean you. It's only to help you. It's only to bless you. So it's only to get you corrected, praise God. So what good is the word if there's no correction for you in your life, praise God. So we see here today, you must believe and trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. We see that you must believe and come to him. All right. But don't stay in sin and saying that you with Christ. Repent of your sin. Change your word, your action. Change your ways. Change your intentions. Change your life, your lifestyle. Amen. Come and let God bless your soul. We thank you again today. Thank Mother Jared Deansville. Amen. Thank God for her today. Amen. We thank and praise God for her. Amen. We thank and praise God for all the people at the Church of God, the Bible Way. Amen. Be blessed. God, be blessed. We see you. And God bless you. I love people. But I have to love them enough to tell them the truth. God bless you. Truth hurts sometimes. Bye-bye.